East Tennessee Tobacco Outlook. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Barniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. Tobacco has long been a tradition in East Tennessee, and Jamie Clark has upheld that tradition for 34 years.
It's in the blood, has to be, but it's enjoyable work. It's actually when you involve the family in it, I think it brings you closer together.
Clark is a farmer in Carter County and raises 4 acres of burley tobacco on the farm. He says the weather is always a challenge with farming, but the crop outlook for this year is looking pretty good.
Crop is a fire crop this year. We've had hot, dry weather. When we was needing rain on tobacco, it stayed dry too long. Then when the rain did come, when Hurricane Lee or Tropical Lee come through, that helped it some. Some of your later top tobacco, the early top, that didn't help it that much. Last year had an excellent crop, but it didn't cure properly.
Now the Clarks are in the process of cutting their tobacco right now with the hopes of getting it up in the barn over the next week or so.
Right now we're cutting tobacco, cutting it, and then putting it in the barn for 2 cure. Then probably the 1st of November we'll take it back down and run it through a machine, strip it off in 3 to 4 grades. Then get it prepped for the market in late November, early December.
The Clarks sell their tobacco to Philip Morris, and Jamie says even though it has gotten more difficult in the past couple of years to grow tobacco, with input costs continuing to rise, he does plan to continue as long as he can. He also says we need more young people in farming in general to take on that next generation of feeding the world.
For young people, we need to start and educate them to try to go into agriculture. Well, look at it. If you got good jobs, good paying jobs, even make a lot of money, when it gets to the point we can't feed your local people or in this country, what are you going to do? We got to have food.
A crop that dots East Tennessee's landscape still, tobacco remains a big part of the hearts of East Tennesseans. Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.